हरे कृष्ण। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु गेव अस अ वेरी वंडरफुल प्रोसेस। दैट प्रोसेस इज हरेर्नामैव केवलम् कलो नास्तेव 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 गतिरन्यथा। Chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Nama, is the only way for deliverance in the age of Kali. And Nasteva, 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 Gatirannatha. Besides that, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Material nature is a very difficult place. It's a very dangerous place. Padam padam yat vipadam yatesham. At every step, there is a possibility of vipad, danger. At every step, there is a possibility of danger. Fortunately, Krishna gave us some intelligence, and with the intelligence we are avoiding this dangerous situation. If we did not have intelligence, our situation would be very, very difficult. And the ultimate consideration of intelligence is to completely get out of this dangerous situation. Everyone in this material nature is trying to avoid the dangerous situation, the difficult situation. That's why people want money. They think that with money they can avoid the dangerous situation and they can enjoy their life. They can have their sense gratification. But for how long? In this material nature, no matter how much money we have, no matter how much power we have, no matter how much fame we have, we won't be able to avoid this dangerous situation. It's going to come. Sooner or later, it will come. Like so many big, big people died all of a sudden. For example, there was an American president, Abraham Lincoln. He is like the builder of America. In the Civil War, he played a very important role to develop independence of America. Why are they making noise there? So, but then one day, just somebody killed him. Similarly, Mahatma Gandhi struggled so hard to get the independence of India. India became independent, but somebody came and shot him. John F. Kennedy, big, powerful president of America, somebody killed him. So their money, their power, could they avoid this dangerous situation? Could they save them from death? No. And sooner or later death will come to everybody. Somebody will die being killed by an assassin, all of a sudden. Somebody will die suddenly in an accident. Crossing the road, just some car came and hit him. Dead. Or somebody will die slowly, get some disease, cancer, or this disease or that disease, slowly they'll die. Somebody will die young, somebody will die old, but everybody has to die. In this material nature, we're making so many arrangements, but ultimately, one day, we have to leave everything and go away. So these are the conditions of the material nature. Janma mrittu jara vyadhi. Birth, death, old age, disease cannot be avoided. Therefore, we have to consider how we can free ourselves from this dangerous situation. So that is the solution. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. Now somebody may say, well, even devotees who had been chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they also die. Some devotees died in accident. Some devotees died through some disease. So, the question may arise, the devotees also die. So what's the difference? Those who are chanting, they also die. Those who don't chant, they also die. So why are you saying that Harir Nama Eva Kevalam? This is the only way to solve the problem. The solution to the problem is not in this way. The solution to the problem actually is the change of consciousness. When we are in body conscious, then when we leave the body, we think we are dying. We are dead. I'm finished. But those who have taken to spiritual life, they have understood that their body is not their actual self. Their actual identity is the spirit soul. Therefore, when they don't die, they leave their body. They leave their body. And because they know that they are not this body, it doesn't make any difference to them. To them, it's like changing of the body is like changing of clothes. To them, it's not death. To them, is changing of body. To them it's not death. To them it is transmigration of the soul. Souls leaving one body to take another body. That's why devotees do not die. They simply change their body. Devotees don't have disease, but they don't become affected by the disease because it is to the body. Death is to the body, disease is to the body, old age to the body, but they are not the body. So that is how they conquer death. Once in Vrindavan, one magician came And he wanted to show his magic trick to Srila Prabhupada. He heard Srila Prabhupada was there, and Prabhupada was so famous, so prominent, so he wanted to demonstrate his magic tricks to Srila Prabhupada. And he was showing so many things appear, so many things disappear, you know, the way the magicians do. And like they were doing, that magician was doing, so many things appear. Like he took his hat and he shook his hat, but then he held his hat, some pigeons came out. These are the magic tricks that the magicians show. So he was showing all those magic tricks. And then at the end, he came to Srila Prabhupada, he offered his respect. And Prabhupada said, "Very good." Then Prabhupada said, "You can make so many things appear and so many things disappear. But can you make birth, death, old age, and disease disappear?" So magician said, "No." And Prabhupada said, "I can't. Therefore, I'm a greater magician than you are." So that is what Krishna consciousness does. It makes birth, death, old age, and disease disappear. Those who take to Krishna consciousness, for them there is no birth, death, old age, and disease, because they have become situated in the spiritual identity. The spirit soul is never born. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin. The soul is never born, nor does the soul ever die. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin. So that is the understanding. That is what one achieves when one takes to spiritual life. And the way to take to spiritual life is Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam. In this age, if you want to practice spiritual life, this is the way, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Besides that, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. In other ages, there were other ways. In Satyayuga, the way was meditation. Krite jad dhayate Vishnu, dhayate, meditation is the process. Krite, Satyayuga. Tretayam jajate makhau. Treta Yuga, the process is jajate makhau, offering sacrifice to Vishnu. Dwapare paricharjayam. In Dapara Yuga, the way is to worship Krishna in the temple. Dapare paricharjayam. Kalau tad hari kirtanad. In Kali Yuga, the process is chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hari Kirtan. So this is the, these are the different ways of achieving spiritual perfection in different ages. This is the process for the age of Kali, so that's what we have to do. Jaggai Sankirtana Prayoir Jajantihi Sumedha Saha. Sumedha Saha, those who are very, very intelligent, they will worship Krishna in the age of Kali by chanting the holy name. Jaggai Sankirtana Prayoir, through the process of Sankirtan Yajna, a very special yajna, Sankirtan Yajna. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to make this process available. And then he predicted that this movement will spread all over the world in every town and village. And then he sent Srila Prabhupada to make that happen. Every town and village, all over the world, and it's happening. It's happening. This Krishna consciousness movement is spreading, the passing of time, and so many people are benefiting by coming across this very, very wonderful process of spiritual progress. So please take full advantage of this process. Krishna consciousness has become available in Ujjain. And as a result of that, Ujjain Basis are getting an opportunity. Had ISKCON not have come, this opportunity wouldn't have been there. So this is how ISKCON is spreading all over, and Krishna consciousness movement is spreading, creating this wonderful benefit for the people all over the world. So please take full advantage of this. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare.